大家早。
Good morning.
我们今天跟弟兄姐妹一起来交通降服的祷告。
And today our subject is surrendering prayer.
在路加福音22:39，这里记载耶稣出来，照常往橄榄山去，门徒也跟随他。
Now we're studying the book of Luke, chapter 22:39. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him.
耶稣照常的，在英文讲到照常去到橄榄山去。这个照常的意思就是他的生活的里面的祷告就是他的生活。
So here we see in the verse, Jesus went out as usual. As usual means that he goes there very often. That's part of his life.
橄榄山这个，因为这个山上有很多的橄榄树。
So why it's called the Mount of Olives? Because there are a lot of olive trees on that mountain.
在圣经里面常常用橄榄来形容一件的事情。
So olive usually can be used in the Bible as.
因为橄榄需要压榨它。才会能够成为橄榄油。
Because olives needs to be pressed so that it can turn into oil.
这个里面就表示有一个压迫、压碎的意思，破碎的意思。
So there is something, it's like brokenness.
所以他照常的往那个橄榄山去，他要到那个地方去祷告。
So he went to the Mount of Olives as usual and to pray.
门徒知道他要到那边祷告，所以这次呢，门徒也跟随他去。
So his disciples know that he goes to Mount of Olives, so that they followed him this time.
接下来圣经说，到了那个地方，耶稣就对他的门徒说，你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑，免得掉入了试探。
So on reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation.
我们记得刚刚开始说，门徒也跟随他。
So remember we said the disciples are following him?
这个时候我们也常常想到我们做一个基督徒，我们已经得救了，我们已经受洗了。
So sometimes we think as a Christian, we've been baptized and we're saved.
我们甚至也在教会里面开始侍奉了。
And we also served in the church.
我们也跟随耶稣。
And we follow Jesus.
所以这些门徒已经跟随耶稣了。
So all these disciples already follow Jesus.
接下来耶稣说，你们跟随我，但是耶稣在说，你们要祷告。
But Jesus said, you follow me, but you need to pray also.
有时候我们常常想说，耶稣我已经这么样的服侍你，这么样的跟随你，还要祷告吗？
But sometimes we're wondering, Jesus has been followed you, do I still need to pray?
也就是耶稣告诉他的门徒说，你这样的跟随我，如果你不祷告的话呢，你还会掉到试探的里面去。
But here Jesus told them, however you're following me, but if you don't pray, you will fall into temptation.
这是耶稣在这样的机会里面告诉他们，因为他要去祷告。
So that's under such circumstances, Jesus told them they need to pray.
他不但自己祷告，他也盼望他的门徒也祷告。
It's not only himself praying, and he hoping his disciples pray with him.
于是离开他们，约有扔一块石头那么远，跪下祷告。
He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed.
我们的祷告里面有大家一起来祷告的时候。
So during our prayer time, there are sometimes we pray in groups.
但是还有的时候呢，我们的祷告必须我们自己单个儿。个人到父的面前来祷告。
But there's another part that's really, really important that we need to go to the Father ourselves and pray to the Father.
所以耶稣到哪里祷告呢？他说要扔一块石头那么远的地方那里祷告。
So when Jesus prayed, he withdrew from a stone's throw distance from his disciples.
如果一个强壮的人，如果他是扔一块石头，那可以扔很远的。
Yeah, for a strong person, a stone's throw can be really far.
这什么意思呢？
So what it mean?
事实上也就是说他不要受任何的搅扰，他要单独的跟父来说话。
So that means he does not any disturbance. He wants to talk to the Father. It's solitary.
他到了那地方，他跪下来祷告。
So he knelt down.
一个男人什么时候会跪下来呢？
When does a man will kneel down?
就是他已经没有办法了。
When he has no way out.
他有各样的手段跟条件他都放下来了，放弃了。
He put down all the resources.
这个时候他就跪下来。
And then he kneeled down.
也就是这位耶稣呢，是上帝的儿子呢，他到这个时候，他放下他一切的办法，他跪下来祷告了。
So as Jesus, however, he's son of God, he surrendered everything and knelt down and prayed.
于是他在祷告里面，他对这位天上的父说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
So he said, Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
在解圣经的人有这样的一个讲法，说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去的。当这句话讲完以后呢，事实上有一段相当长时间的沉默。
So in some Bibles, after he said, Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, there are a pause.
因为有一些事情发生了。
Because there's something happened there.
接下来讲到说，有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
And an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him.
就在这段沉默的时间里面呢，有一个属天的异象出现了，有一位天使实实在在的就在他旁边帮助他祷告。
And during this time of pause, an angel appeared to him.
我们从过去的圣经里面知道，这位耶稣他很有能力。
So according to our study of the Bible, we know Jesus is very powerful.
他可以斥责风和浪。
He can rebuild the wind and water.
他可以使瞎眼的得看见。
He can let the blind regain sight.
瘸子可以起来行走。
And lame walk.
甚至使死人能够复活。
He can even raise the dead.
这样有能力的一位。
Such a powerful God.
但是他到了这个时候，他没有办法做任何事情，他只有放下一切，跪在父的面前来祷告。
But at this point, he can't do nothing but lay down everything and let Father make the decision.
这个祷告难到一个程度，他没有力气祷告。
So it's so hard that he has no strength.
耶稣已经遇到他的极限了。
So he reaches limit.
他需要天使来加添力量，才让他能够持续祷告下去。
He needs angel to come down, strengthen him so that he can go on.
圣经形容说，耶稣极其伤痛。祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
So it says, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
他在这段沉默的时间里面，他非常的痛苦。
So during this time of silence, he is in anguish.
他祷告就更加迫切，越痛苦他越祷告。
So he prayed more earnestly.
祷告你可以知道他是跪在那个地方，等于就是人是没有什么太多的动作的。
So you know, when he prayed, he knelt down and there's not a whole lot of movement.
也就是说好像一个人是很安静的。
Like he's really quiet.
没有什么太大的动作的。
Not a whole lot of movement.
这样的情况，一个人若这样的姿势，这样的情况的时候呢，不太可能会流汗的。
So usually we don't think people in such position will sweat.
而且他流下来的汗滴呢，像一个大雪点那样的汗滴。
But the Bible says, the sweat drops was like a blood falling to the ground.
这是耶稣当时在沉默的那段时间里面他的祷告。
That's the prayer during the time of silence.
这个里面我们要思想一些的事情，让大家能够更认识什么叫做降服的祷告。
So now we're going to look into deeper and knowing what the meaning of surrendering prayer.
他在这段的时间里面呢，有一卷书叫《希伯来书》呢，他对这件事情有做了一个解释。
So there's some more detailed description about this incident in the book of Hebrews.
在《希伯来书》五章七节说，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission.
所以在这段沉默的祷告的时候，他是大声的哀哭，并且在那里流泪祷告。
So during this prayer, he was crying out loud. And
一个大男人已经没有办法了，只好跪下来。
So as a man, there's no other way out, so he knelt down.
他所有的都摆上去的时候，他还没有办法，他最后用哀哭的方法。
So he laid down everything and cried out loud.
一个男人会哭，可以讲说他已经没有任何路可以走了。
So, to make a man cry, that's actually really extreme.
结果他在这里祷告的事情是什么呢？他在那里祷告说：“救他免死的。”
So what he said, "Save him from death. Take the cup from me."
那是不是耶稣因为怕死呢，所以他这样的哭呢？
Is that because he's afraid of death? That's why he cried.
但是他这样的祷告以后呢，圣经里面记载，后来呢，因为他的虔诚，就蒙了应允。
But here in the Bible says,
because of his reverent submission, he was heard of his prayer. 所以他在那里恳求说，天父啊，求你不要让我死。
So he said, Heavenly Father, please do not let me die.
圣经里面告诉我们，这件过程是对你我非常重要的。
So,This process actually is really important for you and for me.
圣经说，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Here in the Bible says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
因为这个祷告完了以后，他就被逮捕了，接下来就被钉在十字架上。
Because after this prayer, he was captured and crucified later.
所以第九节讲到说，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obeyed him.
他成为得救的根源，就是他为你为我的罪钉在十字架上。
He is a source of eternal salvation because he died on the cross for you and for me.
为你我付了罪的代价。
He died for your sins and my sins.
但是他要到钉上十字架的之前呢，这一个段时间呢，是一个挣扎的时间。
So before he was crucified, during this period of time, it's a struggle.
我们刚才读到了圣经说，能够救他免死的主，在这个地方需要再多一点的解释。
So we need to explain a little more here as the Father who could save him to the death from the death.
在圣经里面，死亡这件事情跟一般的观念的死亡是有一些的地方有出入的。
So the death here in the Bible is a different death from the one we know.
我们接下来再借一处的圣经《约翰福音》，我们就能够了解。
So we'll learn, look at Book of John to learn a little more about that.
主耶稣这样说：“我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。”
Jesus said, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again."
没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord.I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
如果从这段圣经的记载，主耶稣亲口讲的话，他怕不怕死呢？
So, if Jesus said so, is he really afraid of death?
他怕不怕死？
Is he?
答案应该是否定的，对不对？
And it's negative.
因为什么？他说我可以，没有任何人有能力把我的命拿夺去的。
Because he said nobody can take life from me.
所以也就是说，罗马政府的十字架真的能够把我的命取去吗？
So he asked us, really the cross can really take my life away from me?
没有办法能够把他的命夺去的。
Not at all.
是他自己甘愿舍下的。
It is him who laid down his life.
我将命舍去呢，我还可以再取回来。
So he said, I lay down my life and I can take it up again.
因为他是生命的主宰。
Because he is the source of life.
他的生命可以胜过死亡。
And his life can surpass death.
所以在这里我们就看见是不是有一个矛盾在那里呢?
So do we see something that controversy over here?
他不担心死亡的事情，他不会死的。
So he's not afraid of death because he can't die.
可是他却在那里跟父恳求说，求你救我免死。
But there he earnestly plead to the Father, please save me from death.
在这里面我们要看见什么叫做降服的祷告。
So now from here we'll see what is a submission is.
圣经里面讲死亡，我们常常会联想到就是我们人断了气，心脏停了，这个肉身的死亡。
So when we talk about death, we naturally think it's we stop breathing and the heart stop beating.
所以我们就死了以后，我们就与周围活的人就分开了。
So when we die, we separate from the living people from away surrounding us.
所以上帝借着我们人能够懂得死亡的事情，要来告诉我们一件我们在信心里面在属灵上真正的死亡。
So God wants to use this illustration of physical death.To tell us about spiritual death.
在圣经真正要讲的死亡的意思就是叫做隔离开，分开了。
So the death in Bible is separation.
如果我们与生命的源头分开的时候，这个就是叫属灵上的死亡。
So if we separate from the source of our life, that means it's really death.
所以一个人可以活蹦乱跳在这个世界上，但是你跟上帝的关系是隔开的话，事实上上帝看你的话，你是一个死的活人。
So however we're moving around on the surface of earth thinking we're alive, but if we have no connection with God, and God look down at us, think we're just walking, living dead.
因为时间继续的往前进，最后你还是要死的。
As time's going on and we eventually will die.
你在永恒中你就被隔绝开了。
And then we have no part in eternity.
这是每一个人心中最深处，你说不定知道或许不知道，你最大的恐惧就是这件事情。
So that's in our heart, our most fear.
耶稣在这里求父免他的死。
So here Jesus plead to the Father to take the cup from him.
但是他却说我有权将我的命舍去，我也有权柄将我的命夺回来。
But he said, I have the authority to lay it down and take it up again.
所以我们在这里要看见一件，主耶稣在这里祷告的时候说，父啊，不要按照我的意思，要按照你的旨意。
But here we see Jesus, when he prayed, he said, yet not my will, but your will be done.
所以这里祷告的时候，你看见有几个旨意在这里面呢？
So how many wills do we see in this prayer?
有两个旨意。
There are two wills.
一个是主耶稣的旨意。
One is Jesus' will.
一个是父的旨意。
One is Father's will.
这两个旨意是一致的吗？
So are they the same?
他们有没有冲突呢？
Are there conflict?
有没有？有没有冲突？
Is there?
有没有冲突？所以有两派哈，神学就是这样出来的，就变成两派神学。
We got two groups here.
这两个旨意是有极大的冲突。
Okay, there are conflicts between those two wills.
所以在这里我们要知道这两个旨意是什么样一件事情呢
？So let's discuss about those two wills.
主耶稣在这里祷告的时候，他唯一所介意在他心中，他说。求你把这个杯能够挪去。
So when Jesus prayed, he said, "Please take this cup from me."
这个杯讲的就是十字架。
The cup here means the cross.
就是说，主耶稣说，如果能的话，求你不要让我上十字架。
So Jesus said, "If it's all possible, please don't let me go to the cross."
他这样的恳切的祷告的时候，他在那安静，他在那等候。
So after he prayed, he became quiet and wait.
他在大声哀哭，恳求这位免他死的。
And he cried loud and to plead with the Father.
等到他明白了，那段沉默安静的时间过了以后，他明白了天父的意思是你必须上十字架。
So after the prayer and the quietness, he understands Father's will that he needs to go to the cross.
所以他说：“然而不要照我的旨意。”照你的旨意而行。
So that's why he said, "Not my will, yet your be done."
所以事实上，主耶稣在这里祷告里面，他所争取的事情是什么呢？就是争取那三天三夜的时间。
So what he's trying to push for during his prayer is like is for that 3 days and three nights.
主耶稣与他的天父是合一的。
Jesus and the Father are one.
他们本来就是一的。
They are together.
但是那三天三夜，他钉在十字架的时候，他必须与这位与他原为一的父要分开的。
But after he was crucified, that 3 days and three nights, he was separated from the Father.
他在那里大声哀哭的时候，就是跟父说：“父啊，那三天三夜，求你让我不要与你隔离。”
So when he cried, that means, Father, please do not separate me from you during those 3 days and three nights.
父对他说：“不可以。”
And Father told him, "No."
你必须上十字架。
And you have to go to the cross.
这个是主耶稣在那里祷告的事情。
So that's when Jesus was praying.
他降服下来。
And he surrendered.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里要看见这两个旨意是不是都是完美的旨意。
So, brothers and sisters, let's see those two wills. Are they all perfect?
刚才有人说没有冲突，你也答对了。
Somebody says there's no conflict. You're right also.
我们在很多战争的地方可以看见一些的场面。
So, in the war zone, we can see some things happen there.
我也是知道有一个家庭，他们因为家里丈夫发生了急难，后来死了以后呢，这个留下的寡母呢，下面有四五个小孩子要带领的。
So I know there's a family after the husband died, there's a widow with four children.
这位寡母呢，她实在没有能力再抚养这五个孩子。
So the widow has no money, no power to raise the four or five kids.
所以她必须要把其中的一个孩子给别人。
So he has to give away one.
那是在战争的时候。
That's during wartime.
这个孩子才三岁，他已经能够认得他的母亲是谁。
And the child is only 3 years old, and he knows who his mother is.
他的母亲想，我如果多养一个，可能到时候大家都不行。
But the mother thinks if I keep this one, everybody will die.
所以他把那三岁的孩子要送给别人。
So he gave away the 3 year old.
那个时候，那三岁的小孩知道情况不对了。因为他好像他家要离开他的时候，他在那大声的哀哭。
So the three-year-old know there's something wrong, so he cried.
妈妈，你不要离开我。
He said, "Mom, don't leave me."
不要走。
Don't go.
这就是耶稣在那里祷告。
So that's the scene when Jesus cried.
那三天三夜。
That 3 days and three nights.
父啊，你不要离开我。
He said, "Father, don't leave me."
这个是父所喜悦的完美的旨意。
That's a perfect will Father has.
但是父告诉他说：“我爱世上的人，甚至将你赐给他们，叫一切信你的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
But Father says, "Since I love the world, I give my only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life."
这一个降服的祷告成了你我得救的根源。
So this submission become the source of you and my salvation.
一个这样蛮有能力的耶稣。遇到了与父隔离三天三夜，他没有办法忍受。
So the all-powerful Jesus can't even bear the separation from Father for these 3 days and three nights.
我们当中，如果你还没有接受耶稣的人，你要知道一件事情。
So for the people among us that has not received Jesus yet, you need to know one thing.
耶稣都没有办法忍受三天三夜与上帝隔离。
Jesus can't even bear 3 days and three nights separation from God.
你比耶稣还有能力吗？
Are you more powerful than Jesus?
当那一天到的时候，你必须与这位全能的上帝隔离的时候，他三天三夜都忍不住，你能够忍受永永远远吗？
So when the day comes, Jesus can't even bear for 3 days and three nights separation. Can you bear for the separation that will last eternity?
当他被钉在十字架上面的时候，他告诉你一句话：我爱你，我与父，我忍受那三天三夜的分离，我为你忍受。
So Jesus, when he was on the cross, he said, "Because I love you, I bear this cross for you."
你接受我吧。
Receive me.
让你能够与这位上帝永远的同在。
So that you can be with the Father forever.
因为你真的是没有办法承受的。
Because you can't bear the separation.
这个就是他当时的祷告。
That's his prayer.
我很惊讶，有基督徒可以三天三夜根本对上帝不闻不问，他可以忍受得住，他的能力确实比耶稣伟大。
So I was surprised there are some Christians among us cannot talk to the Father for 3 days.
有时候一个月两个月不聚会好像无所谓。
And sometimes they don't have fellowship for a month or two. Doesn't seem matters to him.
我要说佩服佩服。
I would say you're
好大的能力啊。
You're so powerful.
你比耶稣行。
You're more powerful than Jesus.
但是这位耶稣他为了那样短暂的分离，他在那恳求哀哭，求你不要离开我。
But even Jesus, he cried and pleaded for not to separate him from Father for this short period of time.
我用一个例子来形容，耶稣说：“我与父原为一。”
So I'll give an example when Jesus said, "Me and the Father are one."
我们知道物理的里面呢，一个原子核的里面呢，它有中子和质子。
Okay, we know atom. They have electrons and photons, right?
当质子和中子放在一起的时候，它是一个很稳定的状态。
So when we put them together, it's in a very stable condition.
这个叫做原为一啊。
So that means in one.
当你硬把这个原为一的把它分开成两部分的时候，会发生什么事情呢
？So what happens if you split those two?
这就是原子弹。
So that's the atomic bomb.
你看它很稳定的是放在那个地方，当它分离的时候，大量的能量就释放出来了。
So when, however, they're stable when together, but when you separate them, there is a big explosion.
它与父原为一，但是为着你我被分开了，释放出来的就叫做上帝的爱。
So he and Father are one because the love he separated from Father.
主耶稣付上了他没有办法忍受的代价。
So Jesus paid the price that he cannot bear.
确确实实没有人能够夺他的命去，是他自己舍的。
It is true that no one can take his life from him, but he lays it down.
所以我们可以得着耶稣的祝福，他的生命可以赐给我们。
So that we can receive the blessing from Jesus and receive eternal life.
当每次我们想到说我是一个蒙恩的人的时候，你要想到那幅图画，那位耶稣跪在地上，在那里大声哀哭，就是为你为我啊。
So every time we think we are saved and we are blessed people, we have to think about that scene when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
你看那个三岁的那个小女孩被迫与她的家庭分隔的时候，那一个呼喊，那个痛苦有多深呢？
So we can feel that 3-year-old was separated from her family, how deeply the pain is.
耶稣为你我付上了这样代价。
And Jesus paid the price for you and me.
这个代价不是好像很容易的，他需要祷告再祷告，恳求再恳求。
So it's not easy task. He has to pray and pray, plea and plea.
我也非常的惊讶。有不少的人两三天他就讲说上帝的旨意对我是怎样怎样。
So I was surprised some people told me that God's will for me is this.
好像上帝的旨意好像就路边随便一捡就有的。
It's like God's will is so easy to get.
弟兄姐妹，即使耶稣这样的完全的人，他与父的旨意还有冲突。
But see here, we can see from here even Jesus, his will and Father's will sometimes.There are little conflict.
我们常常把一些事情说成上帝的旨意，是因为这个是合你的意思的，所以你就说这是上帝的旨意。
So sometimes we say it's God's will, but think about it, it might be your own will.
这里要看见，如果你能够领受到一个上帝的旨意，你一定是经过很大的征战来的。
So usually we think if we receive God's will, there has to be sufferings and strugglings.
你会发现上帝的旨意跟你的旨意一定是对抗的。
And you'll see God's will and your will are not the same.
如果有人流着眼泪来告诉我说，我终于才知道这个是上帝的旨意，我就会相信你的。
So somebody come to me with tears and say, I know that's God's will, and I think that might be really God's will.
因为我曾经跟父求说，求你将这杯挪去吧。
Because Jesus said, please take this cup from me.
然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
But not my will, yet yours.
这个才是上帝的旨意、啊。
And that's God's will.
要仰望主啊。
Look up to God.
当你一个愿意降服的人来到神的面前的时候，上帝就会告诉你他的旨意是什么。
As an obedient person, come before God, and He will give you His will.
圣经接下来记载说，祷告完了就起来，到门徒那里，见他们因为忧愁都睡着了。
And here's it. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow.
在中文的翻译呢，不是特别好。
So it's not a very good translation in Chinese.
正确的翻译是说，主耶稣从祷告中站起来了。
So what should say is Jesus stand up from the prayer.
He rose from prayer. 这就是从祷告中站起来。我们知道他在祷告之前的时候，他是一点能力都没有，他是非常的软弱。他跪下来，他在大声哀哭。
So we know he.Before he rose from the prayer, he was weak and he knelt down and he cried and he prayed earnestly.
一个软弱的人在祷告中，他可以在祷告中站起来。
And a weak person can gain strength and rose.
我盼望我们的弟兄姐妹，特别是服事的弟兄姐妹，我很愿意看到你，你是从祷告中站起来的。
So I really want to see, brothers and sisters, you rose.From your prayer.
不是凭着血气在那里硬撑的。
Not just trying to hang in there.
你见过你自己的软弱，在神面前的祷告，大声的哀哭，上帝在你祷告中给你能力，叫你从祷告中站起来。
See your weakness and pray to the Lord, and He will strengthen you so you can rise from your prayer.
这样的服事才有真正属灵的效果。
And this is a real spiritual service.
否则的话，只是草木和谐、啊。
Otherwise, it's just
hay and
wooden hay.
我们要从祷告中站起来。
We need to rise from our prayer.
我们真的求主可怜我们的教会。
We pray that Lord will bless our church.
可怜我们弟兄姐妹。
And bless our brothers and sisters.
因为我们不注重祷告，
because we're not pay too much attention to our prayer.
我们祷告会里面没有什么人，
because we our prayer meeting there's nobody attending.
我们要认识自己多穷啊，
we have to see how poor we are.
我们多可怜啊，
and we need God.
都不需要祷告，都可以过的日子挺好的。
We can keep living our daily life without prayer.
弟兄姐妹们啊，
brothers and sisters,
你要来祷告啊，
you need to come and pray.
要恳求呼求神啊！
Needs to ask God.
否则我们会掉到试探的里面。
Otherwise, we will all fall into temptation.
我们走的都不知道走到哪里去了。
And we don't know where we're going.
主耶稣从那里站起来的时候，他看见这些的门徒，这些门徒是愿意跟随的。
So when Jesus rose from his prayer, he saw all the disciples who are willing to follow him.
但是他们却睡着了。
But they are all asleep.
就对他们说，你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
So that's why he said, why are you sleeping? He asked them, get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
主耶稣讲了两次。
Jesus said twice.
免得掉到试探的里面。
He said, "So that you will not fall into temptation."
弟兄姐妹，我以主的心呼唤你们，来参加祷告会吧。
So, brothers and sisters, I call out to you, please come to join us in our prayer meeting.
来亲近这位天父。
And to move closer to this heavenly Father.
他等候你，要拥抱你。
And he's waiting for you, want to hold you.
你要靠近他，你能够听到他心里面的声音。
When you go near to him, you will hear him.
你觉得你现在进生活中遇到一些障碍，一些难处，怎么不愿意把他带到上帝的面前呢？
So when you're in difficulties and have troubles in life, why don't you want to bring it in front of God?
放下你自己的挣扎。
And put down your own struggle.
大声地恳求他。
And cry out loud to God.
你会遇见他的。
And you will meet him.
你会走在他所喜悦的旨意里面。
And you'll walk in his perfect will.
我们一起祷告吧。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们求你赦免。
Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive us.
我们走自己的路，走了很久，也很远。
We walk on our own way for a long time, far away from you.
呼唤我们回到你的面前。
Help us to go back to you.
主，你爱我们。
Lord, you love us.
你愿意倾听我们在你面前的认罪祷告。
And you love to hear our prayers.
求你也给我们一个降服你的心。
Please give us a surrendering heart.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.